This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Chai Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
How perfect, y'all. The very night we're unleashing the truth about vaccines is the very night it's Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. TMB, who timed it just like that? That's a beautiful thing.
This was no mistake, Robert Scott Bell. This was no mistake.
If you're listening live right after the show tonight, you'll be able to turn off the show and turn on the truth about vaccines. How to do it, we'll talk about that in a little while, but this is a very important docuseries. I know the truth about cancer is stunning, and still it's making waves around the world. But I've said this for so many years, TMB, that, you know, the starting point to the reliance, if you will, the pathway, the gateway drug to a lifelong dependence upon sick care, disease management, is the disease creation machinery that involves injecting innocent little babies with toxic medicaments you would not be allowed to put in their baby bottle.
That sounds like something that you said in an interview that's in this docuseries coming up.
Did I just blow it for everybody? Now they're not going to watch it? Because you let that be in there? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we made an effort to present as much of both sides of the coin as we possibly could. Now, in light of the fact that, you know, the reality is vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. That was a Supreme Court ruling in 2011. Vaccines do damage. That's admitted because over $3.6 billion have been paid out in damages. So in light of those two facts, we did the best we could to present the potential benefits and the dangers. And the reality is, at the end of the day, our goal is for people to be able to make up their own mind, to weigh the risks and the alleged benefits and make up their own mind. And that is what we want, is we want freedom of choice when it comes to vaccines.
And if anybody thinks that's not the case, I know, because we can be much more direct on this show together than what you're doing, even though there's directness in the truth about vaccines. But as you say, it's trying to present a very rounded perspective so that people from all backgrounds can come to this and learn something. Now, you told me off the air, I want to get validation. Is this true that some of our, I don't know if they're friends of ours, but certainly some that we would think would be all aligned with what we talk about all the time, are they mad at you because they think the truth about vaccines is not anti-vaccine?
Yeah, there, a lot of people have written me, emailed, or written our customer service and said, "What is Ty doing? This is ridiculous. He's looks like he's not against vaccines anymore." You know, so our side is saying that I'm not anti-vaccine enough. Look, the reality is, it doesn't do any good at this point with this awakening to preach to the choir. Those people that are already anti-vaccine, they've already waked up to the fact that there are potential dangers with most of the vaccines in the schedule, and that vaccines do cause harm. We don't need to preach to those people. The people that we need to get to watch this series and present really the truth. It's not anti, it's not pro. It's truth. We want the truth about vaccines to be presented to as many people as possible. And so if we come out of the gate and say, you know, if you vaccinate your kid, you're going to hell, and all the doctors that vaccinate are going to hell too, that doesn't really do a lot of good.
Right.
We're not going to get anybody to watch it that's on the fence.
Right.
And we really want to help educate is all.
Absolutely. And speaking of going to hell, Ty, it's very funny that you say it that way. The first article I want to talk to you about is on The Natural Blaze. It's by Catherine J. Frompovich. She's written a big piece on the religion of vaccines, that the vaccine religion police state has been created by U.S. bureaucratic decrees. This has been one of my arguments, is that Listen, if you want to vaccinate, fine, but don't force it in violation of my religious beliefs, for instance, like they've done in California now with the implementation of SB 277. It's like this is the third rail of medical politics, and it is one of the key, I guess you call, sacraments in that church of pharmaceutical mysticism. So whether you want to do it or not, the thing is, do you stand for religious freedom? Is that something that you'll stand for to say, you know, there are people that genuinely have objection to vaccination on those grounds?
Well, look, here's the thing, Robert. When it comes to religion, there's actually a small segment in tonight's first episode of The Truth About Vaccines that deals with vaccines being equivalent to a religion to many people. And the reason is that when you get to a point where you cannot question something, you get to a point where skepticism is not allowed.
Right.
It does become more akin to a religion than science, because the whole basis of science is questioning and then, you know, getting to the bottom of something. And if you're not allowed to even question, then it's not any longer a scientific discussion. It is more like a religion. And that's what we don't want. We don't want this to be a religious discussion. We want it to be scientific discussion. Let's look at the studies. Let's look at the potential benefits. Let's look at the potential dangers. And let's weigh them out and make an informed decision based upon the science, not based upon emotional impact, or not based upon what my brother's sisters told me. Let's just look at the science.
Well, and it's interesting when you get to a point when you say the science is settled. You hear that a lot on the vaccine issue and the debate. And it's much like...
It can't be.
Well, yeah, and also, but you think then it has to be a religion, because... You know, religious leaders can have perspectives about their own dogma and their own written documents to say, it's settled, this is it, this is what it means, okay? But if you're really into science, you say, you know, you can never stop questioning, as you said already. And so when you see the behavior of those who forward an agenda of vaccination, it is more like a religion or a cult in this case than it is a scientific endeavor or inquiry.
It is. And, you know, there are many times in the past where the science has been settled, that later it became unsettled. You know, for instance, with Galileo, with the heliocentric theory of the universe, Galileo was declared to be a heretic by the Catholic Church because the Pope had declared that the Earth was the center of the universe, and all the scientists of the day agreed the Earth was the center of the universe. Well, now we know the Earth actually revolves around the sun. That's called the heliocentric theory. But for proposing that to mainstream scientists, Galileo was banned. He was declared a heretic, and he was he died in home arrest.
Well, and we can also see the work of Ignaz Semmelweis in medical history, who argued that you should wash your hands after cutting up on the cadavers before you deliver babies, right?
What a quack. What a quack.
I know.
Was.
And he died in an insane asylum, also penniless. And, of course, he was later... looked at to be an amazing man for pointing out something that became so obvious, right? But you have religious vaccine zealots, primarily in government agencies like CDC, EPA, FDA, USDA. All of these, they answer to corporate vassals, if you will, corporate controllers, elite controllers, the priestcraft and the church, if you will, of vaccine mysticism. And you know, that's a problem here, and I think this is why the truth about vaccines is going to strike some serious nerves, because it's getting beyond dogma, as you say, either for or against, and going into let's explore what the science says without being invested in one outcome or another. Let's talk about it from all of these different angles and see where the truth lies and where the lies lie.
Yeah. Yeah, and the reality is, Robert, that you really can't argue with what we try to do is just let's look at what the CD says are in the vaccines. Let's look at what the FDA and the EPA says are allowable limits of toxins. And then let's compare that to what we see in these vaccines, and let's do the measurements. And it's not pro or anti. That's just, this is what it is. The CDC says that the HPV vaccine has X number, 225 micrograms of aluminum. Okay, they say the hepatitis B vaccine has 250 micrograms of aluminum. This is just what they admit. And so we see that. That's not speculation. It just is what it is. We also see other documents by the FDA and the EPA that say for a 5 to 8 pound baby, they shouldn't have over 20 micrograms of aluminum. That just is what it is. There's
Did I lose you? Did we lose TMB? I can't hear him.
Yeah, I can't hear him either.
Oh, man. Hey, Ben, see if you can get Ty back on. You know, we don't want to lose Ty on this. You know, this is, again, you wonder, it's the censorship, right? The people that don't
right.
want you to know the truth about vaccines, they're suddenly shutting down the connection. So, Ben, see if you can connect us to Ty, please. The question, what's in a vaccine? And this is where I hear my good friend, my dearly departed friend, Liam Sheff. And he would say that. What's in a vaccine? You just need to ask this question. Come back to that. What's in a vaccine? Screw your dogma, your beliefs about vaccine. What's in a vaccine? And you begin to explore that. And as Ty said, you go right to the CDC's website and you will find a list of all the ingredients and you'll begin to question, why is that in there? And why would they allow something like that, like formaldehyde, a known carcinogen? Why would they allow that to be injected into innocent babies? Ty just mentioned 225 micrograms of aluminum, a known neurotoxin, something that is very damaging to the brain and nervous system. Why would they allow that to be injected not once but three times into preteens and teenage girls, much less teenage boys, some of whom are coming down with severe neurological ailments and illnesses, paralysis even? Why would some vaccines contain human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG proteins, so that your immune system will develop antigens to that and abort babies from within, injected into African girls, for instance, right? HCG is the hormone that kicks into gear when you're pregnant. These are questions that need to be answered, not in a way that says if you question or ask these questions, you're for or against something. But the only thing you're for is critical thinking. The only thing you're against is not critical thinking, of just accepting what authorities or authoritarians will tell you to shut up, don't look, there's nothing to see here, move along, roll up your sleeve, drop your drawers, we've got something to inject you and your children with. And if you don't, you're somehow ostracized from the tribe. You're no longer part of our religion. What is that religion? The Church of Pharmaceutical or Vaccine Mysticism. All right, we'll see about getting Ty Bollinger back on the line here in just a moment. We have got Outside the Box to continue after the show today. We are going right to the truth about vaccines. It is launching if you're listening live. If not, you better hurry and sign up. Go to robertscottbell.com. Click the banner, give them your email, they'll send you a password or some kind of link, and you'll be able to watch it immediately for the next 24 hours after the show. We'll be right back with Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7000. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Carrying on the Outside the Box edition with Ty Bollinger. After the show, the truth about vaccines, if you're listening live. If you're listening tomorrow, which will be today for you, it means it's been planned for almost a day. Hurry up, sign up, get there, listen. If you're on the UK Health Radio, you're 2 days behind. You might not get episode one, so you might have to buy it, but that's okay. This will be the gift that keeps on giving. Truth about vaccines launching. So, TMB, before we lost you, you were going into the ingredients, asking about the ingredients, and it just reminded me of our good buddy, dearly departed friend, Liam Sheff, and that's what he would always ask, is what's in a vaccine? That's all you have. Ask that question, and now you're going to start looking and digging deep.
Yeah, Liam was awesome in that way. He was not afraid to ask any questions. He was not afraid to step on toes. And, you either liked him or you didn't, and because he was just what he believed is what he believed. Now he was not necessarily a religious person, I don't think. And as a matter of fact, we had many debates over religion, and we disagreed vehemently over religion. But we got along, and we both were critical thinker. I still am. He was critical thinker, never afraid to ask questions. And his book, Official Stories. You know, he deals with the vaccines. He deals with a lot of things that that were controversial type topics, and that was really the impetus for me to finish producing or publishing my book, Monumental Myths. So, you know, Liam was always somebody that challenged me, and he was always somebody that spurred me on to go ahead and just get dig the information deep. Out there, right? Just deep and get that information out there. And so, last week when you told me that he was gone, it was a real shock, and I'm thankful that I had spoken to Liam just a few weeks ago and was able to, you know, kind of at least for about a year we just didn't contact each other much, and so over the last few months we were back in touch, and I'm glad that we were, because he's no longer with us. He will be missed.
Yeah, Liam was reaching out to a lot of folks to make sure that nothing was left unsaid. And, he had a lot of love for his friends and appreciation, as we did for him, because he has caused a lot of people to think deeply about very serious issues, not only the 9/11 one, which is great in official stories, and you followed up on, too, in Monumental Myths, but the vaccine issue, the AIDS issue, the fake HIV test, the fallacy of Darwinism. I mean, he just blew that out of the water in official stories.
Yeah, yeah, Liam was brilliant. He was really probably one of the smartest people I've ever met. He was really that brilliant. Well, people that didn't know Liam, you know, he was very in your face when he was in the videos, and so people may have thought of him as kind of more of a shock jock. But the reality is, he was a shock jock, but he was a scientist and really, really smart shock jock too. And he just had a lot of different positive qualities all wrapped up in one.
Well, and he was still a big kid, like we all are. We loved to goof off, and when we were together at the Health Freedom Expos, we got silly and just had a great time. You know, I remember in the picture that I put of him in his last words, which I posted also at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, was when he was with Marlon Glenn and family. I mean, he was so full of love for those kids and that family, and they loved Liam. And it's some of the happiest memories when we all get to hang out like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. That was up in Chicago, I think, that picture.
Yep.
Was at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yes, he will be missed, but thankfully he's got a lot of writings that he left behind. And if anything else, you know, critical thinking is something that's a lost art, and Liam did his level best to make sure it didn't go away. And it's not here, certainly, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So thank you, Ty, for your words as well about Liam. And leads me to this next story. We just have a couple of minutes for this. But a mom was forced by the UK High Court to vaccinate her children. Here's again, it's not just a state-sanctioned religion in the United States, but also in the UK.
Well, it is. Anytime that someone is forced to do something, that stops being science and it becomes dogma and religion. And this is exactly what happened. I mean, it sounds like the Crusades. You know, you don't follow this religion, you're going to get killed. Well, this is the religion, the pharmaceutical mysticism. And so this mom was not allowed to deviate from the religious tenets of this indoctrination system. And so her children were forced vaccinated. That in and of itself is enough to make somebody stop and say, look, I may not be on the anti-vax side, whatever that is, right? But something's wrong with this when they can actually take your kids and force inject them with a medical procedure against your will. I might not be on your side, but this is something's wrong with this.
Well, and in the truth about vaccines, you have immunologist Tatiana Obukanic on there, and that's going to teach a lot of people from a PhD level about how the immune system really works.
Yeah, we've got some really smart people on this truth about vaccines. It's going to be an interesting 7 days, brother.
I'm excited. Can't wait to see it. We've got about a half hour to go if you're listening live before the launch of the truth about vaccines tonight. If you haven't signed up, find where you can or go to robertscottbell.com. There's a banner. Click it. Get your email up there. They'll send you immediately via email a link so you can watch it. We've got lots more discussion of vaccines and more. How about a lung transplant being refused for what? A plant? We'll get to that too.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Scott Bell Show. Hey, TMB, we're going to Canada next week, and we hope it doesn't snow. Last year it snowed on the final day, but it was a little bit earlier last year than this year, so we're thinking Toronto and Canada might be good to us and be a little milder, especially for me and my thin Florida blood, but I'm looking forward to it.
I've forgotten about that, you hoser. It did snow the last day.
It did. I know. I was like, dude, come on, really? I'm so out. Of that concept of springtime, because you know we're already in the 80s, right? You know, people are going to be mad at me for saying that, but I'm just that, you know, you've lived here, you expect a certain weather pattern. You're up there and you're like, in April you could get snow. It's still a foreign thing. Now when we're up there together, we're going to be talking about some different, we've got some different topics we're going to be revealing. Are you going to actually lecture on vaccines?
I am. I think I lectured twice up there. I got one two-hour lecture and one one-hour. So the one-hour I'm lecturing on vaccines and then the two-hour on cancer.
Okay, excellent. Now, yeah. I'm going to be obviously peppering my discussion. We're going to be on a panel discussion, I believe, with George Noory. I think he's going to be doing the paneling, if you will.
And, coast to coast in the house.
Yeah, so who knows what that's going to be. I think our buddy Daryl Wolf, Dr. Daryl Wolf, will be with us too.
Okay.
And Paul Bertier is going to be up there with the molecular hydrogen, so we're going to have good water while we're up there, which is great.
Awesome.
But, you know, on the vaccine issue, I want to ask you another thing, because Truth About Vaccine is about to launch. One of the things that people that are new to this subject, they don't realize that if something happens to them or their children when they get vaccinated, that they can't sue the manufacturer of the vaccines.
Yeah.
And so they're shocked to learn, wait, you mean I just can't go to the courts and sue? No, there are steps you have to do. And I wondered if that's part of the discussion in the series to get people that don't know about this to become aware of it.
It is. As a matter of fact, this in episode one tonight, we do talk about the vaccine court. We deal with the 1986 Act, which removed liability from the vaccine manufacturers. So you're absolutely correct. If somebody is damaged by a vaccine, they cannot sue the manufacturer. Now, there are lots of lawsuits that are awarded, or there are lots of settlements that are awarded for vaccine injuries, though. So that's like, okay, so you can't sue the manufacturer, but how do the people get paid? Well, there's an excise tax that's on every vaccine. And so that goes into a slush fund, basically, a stash of cash. And anytime that somebody's injured by a vaccine, they are paid out of that stash of cash that's collected as an excise tax on the on the sale of a vaccine. So you can't sue the manufacturer, but over $3.6 billion have been paid out over the last 29 years to families of injured children and adults. And the reason is because vaccines inherently cause damage. That's the Supreme Court decision from 2011. They do injure, and that's where the money comes from.
Unavoidably unsafe. And if I think about one of the big stories was this omnibus proceeding of some kind where they kind of lumped all of these cases in the vaccine court that claimed the vaccines caused autism, and they dismissed them out of hand. Because if you claim the vaccine caused autism, all the literature that the authorities read say that there is no link, so they can dismiss it outright. If, however, you have a savvy lawyer on this front, you don't claim autism, you claim brain encephalopathy, and you will be likely awarded a now, you can never be compensated for the loss of your child into autism. Well, let me just say that. No amount of money is going to save you, but the money will help in managing it over time. I'm hoping that you can get to someone like a Dr. Bitar to remedy this, and I don't know, again, how much time there is devoted to remedying the injuries from vaccination, but that's something on an ongoing basis we talk about here on the show.
Yeah, yeah, and you're absolutely right. Like, for instance, with Hannah Poley in 2008, you know, her father, John, is a Harvard doctor. So he's a smart fella. And they won the first case that linked vaccines to autism in 2008. But what they really did is that the court ruled that the vaccine had caused an aggravation to an underlying mitochondrial condition. And that mitochondrial condition had then led to autism. So, again, they basically decided that the vaccine had caused autism, but in not so many words.
Yeah, exactly. So that's an important part of this, that you have interviewed some attorneys that have been through this. So and dads who are unaware.
In tonight's episode, you're absolutely right. There's the two of the first attorneys to actually try vaccine court injury cases are interviewed in tonight's episode of The Truth About Vaccines, Robert Krakow and Michael Hugo. Both of them are interviewed tonight, and there's small snippets. So just so you know what to expect within the series, it's not where you're going to sit down and watch 30 consecutive minutes of one person being interviewed. That's not this is a documentary miniseries that flows from topic to topic to topic, person to person to person, brief 2 to 3 minute snippets.
Yeah, there's a lot to cover, even in 7 episodes. And folks, you will be richly rewarded for the time spent watching and learning. And you'll be able to help not only yourself and your family, your kids and grandkids, but hopefully others that you'll be able to communicate this information. Now, in the book that Ty and I wrote called Unlock the Power to Heal. By the way, up in Canada, we're going to have some with us, so you can be among the select few who get a signature from both of us in that same book. In the expanded edition on page 101. On page 101. I know this. I remember this now. We added a chapter on lung health. I had a lot of requests for information about how do I heal and recover my lungs, whether it be asthma, bronchitis, COPD, pneumonia. And it's a very important part of the book, second only, you know, when we talk about remedies and things to do, to the gut recovery, you know, protocol that people were asking about. And so it ties into this particular story. This is our first non-vaccine-related story tonight.
Okay.
And the headline reads, Family says hospital wouldn't give teen a lung transplant over pot. Now, this is out of Utah, and I don't know what was going on here, but a teen in Utah who needed a lung transplant to save his life evidently had a very severe case of the flu, complications into pneumonia, and major scar tissue formation because of the pneumonia and whatever treatment they gave him in the hospital. And so he was ripe for a lung transplant, but they said, well, he has THC in his system. Did you smoke marijuana before this procedure we were going to do? Oh, yes, before I got the flu. And so because of that, they denied him the lung transplant. And, you know, an irony here, and we talk about THC and CBD and unlock the power to heal as well. The fact is, smoking, it doesn't harm the lungs like cigarettes do. So for them to make that stand, it's not based on sound science.
No, it's not. And it's just so bizarre that, you know, someone that smoked marijuana, hemp, I don't even like to call it marijuana.
Cannabis, we like, yes.
Yeah, cannabis is denied a lung transplant. But I guarantee you, if he had opioids, heroin, cocaine, you never know. I mean, they probably wouldn't have even bothered. But if you test positive for THC, you can't get your lungs transplanted. That's aren't there some kind of anti-discrimination laws that are being violated here, if not several?
Well, I think, you know, if we talk about medical ethics, which is often an oxymoron, you can't, because again, the science, let's go back to the science, all right? No, it's not just in the belief that hemp is good and great and whatever it is, like, because I have that perception. And,
yeah.
But we also base it on the science that we've uncovered as well over the years together. And, you know, to say you can't do this because you have used cannabis, just can't find that you can justify that, except if you have, again, we get back to religious dogma. I get it that there are religious and moral arguments against using quote unquote drugs. I don't know what it is about this plant. We have been taught to demonize it from a secular government encroaching on religions to say that cannabis is somehow the devil's weed. That did not come from the church initially. That came from external sources that wanted to get and infiltrate the church to make it so that this plant would be considered demonic.
Yeah, and that's exactly the perspective that a lot of people have. Despite the fact, and you see, you know, you said we've uncovered the truth about this plant. The reality is there's so many studies that have been done about the medicinal benefits of cannabis. You don't really have to uncover anything. I mean, it's like it's everywhere. There are studies all over the internet, all over PubMed, that show that cannabis cures lots of different ailments. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like you have to do a lot of digging anymore. The studies are replete with the information that cannabis is a healing plant. So the fact that somebody would be denied a lung transplant because they had partaken in a healing plant a few days before is absurd.
Yeah, this guy, Riley Hankey or Hansey, he's 19, avid runner, biker, skier. He said he smoked pot with his friends on Thanksgiving a few days before he got the flu. Now, ironically, we might say he got the flu not because he smoked pot, but because he overate Thanksgiving meal, right? We talk about the upset to the gastrointestinal system that gives rise to viral activity and cellular dysregulation from within. And, of course, the disruption to the microbiome in the gut is enough to upset your defense system, 70% of your immune system. So we look at this, and it's like, why don't the doctors know this? They should know this. It's in the peer-reviewed literature at this point.
Yeah, it is. It's hidden in plain sight. It's in the peer-reviewed literature. But, you know, it all goes back to the co-opting of the medical system 100 years ago that we're both so familiar with. And so doctors don't know it because they don't have time to read through all the literature. They deal with sound bites. They deal with the headlines or the summaries of the studies. And a lot of times they don't see this stuff. They don't have the time to go deep into the literature. And so this is overlooked.
Yeah. So by the way, if you got lung issues, please get Unlock the Power to Heal page 101. We'll give you pretty much all you need to know to recover. It's pretty amazing. from the silver hydrosol nebulization to specific minerals, specific homeopathics, some other herbal substances as well. And it's all there for you. We want to, you know, bring that power to heal back to you where it belongs. That's part of our mission here. And we were able to do that with that book, so I'm grateful for that. You know, by the way, University of Pennsylvania agreed to give him the transplant. He got it. He's alive. And that's good news. Ultimately, we'd like to see that you won't need the transplant if you do some of the things that we talk about. And by the way, speaking of 100-plus years ago, TMB, my son, you know Elijah, he's got in his history class, he does history projects. The first one he did on ancient China, and he built a replica of one of those, these arrow weapons that would explode out that they used in ancient China. And then he did one, I don't know if it was on the Civil War, and he built a musket, a replica musket. So I'm thinking, please, Elijah, don't do another firearm one for once. Just show them that you're well-rounded, you can do something else. So guess what he's doing his history project on for this semester?
What?
The Flexner Report of 1910.
Oh, well, you know what? He's got some good-sounding boys for that, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And how cool is that? Because his history teacher didn't even know about it.
Oh, most people don't. I lectured this last weekend in Philadelphia just on Sunday. Flew in Saturday night, flew back Monday morning.
Yep.
Quick lecture on Sunday. And this was a pretty informed crowd. And I talked about the Flexner Report. I said, raise your hand if you've ever heard of the Flexner Brothers. It was like two people out of 250 had heard of the Flexner Report Brothers. So nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly. So good kudos to the next generation that have read Unlock the Power to Heal, that have read Cancer Step Outside the Box, The Truth About Cancer, Monumental Myths, all those things. And check it out, folks. We got one more segment to come back to preview The Truth About Vaccines. And also a new weight loss program. You can lose 44 pounds without exercise. You'll never believe what the magazine Cosmo, Cosmopolitan, says you should do. Incredible. TMB, my friend, it's so great to be with you each and every week.
Always a pleasure, RSB.
We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, if you're listening live, tonight's the night. Right after the show, tune in to The Truth About Vaccines. Ty Bollinger might be hosting that event. Rumor has it.
Yeah, the rumor does have it.
Right.
It's almost here, man. 10 minutes or so, right?
Yeah, we haven't mentioned it at all. We haven't covered this at all. This is like a shock to the people, right?
No. We haven't talked about the truth about vaccines. It's all over social media.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Tonight's episode is going to be, the foundation is going to be laid for the rest of the 7 episodes. So you don't want to miss this one tonight. The history of vaccines all the way back to smallpox.
Whoa. So you're going to get Jenner, that guy Jenner, you're going to talk about him?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, somebody that I know that has three initials that he goes by talked about Jenner and when we were in Toronto last year. And that's in tonight's episode.
Dude, I told you I didn't want to be in this thing. Too controversial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not one for controversy.
You know me. I shy away from this stuff. I would never be in something called The Truth About Cancer either. But, live a little dangerously. Look, when you're committed to a course of action where, you know, one of our taglines, Super Don produced, willing to go where the truth takes him, right? People say, really? Seriously? I say, yes, seriously. Even though we'll be goofy about certain things of serious nature, you know, this is an issue. You know, I remember years ago, TMB, my friend John Rappaport and I did an online seminar. It was all audio at the time, nothing fancy, but we talked like 12 hours on the subject called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. So obviously this is such an important topic, and it's about dang time.
It's, you know, by the way, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous is awesome. I listened to that years and years ago, and that was like the precursor to the truth about vaccines, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, our good buddy John, man. That guy has been at it for so long, and to see this thing manifesting out in the visual media like a first-rate television program documentary series, it's just so exciting for, I know for him, for me, of course, as well. Because you know, I want people to make fully informed decisions about what they do medically for their children, themselves. And, you know, as you said and I said, this might upset some of our friends because, it's not anti-vaccine enough, right? But it's all about laying it out. Certainly people within it you may know have perspectives. But the thing is, if you can't get it out and draw a bridge, if you will, or make a bridge to the people that aren't all the way there yet, how are they going to ever get there if you don't inform them?
That's true, and that was the whole purpose, is to really just try to present the facts, not to be anti or pro, and I guess we've done a good job of that, because I've been getting lambasted from the anti-vaccine crowd telling me that they can't believe that I'm taking a stance, so I guess we've done something right.
Well, that's it. You want to tick everybody off. You want to be equal opportunity offenders.
And everybody hates me.
Right,
everybody.
Right. Well, we might as well go eat worms, actually. No, listen, it's the love of truth and the fact that we can get it out in many different ways. You know, I've been in documentaries that are not maybe friendly to my point of view, but they at least stay somewhat objective, and I can respect that, right? Not everybody's going to be where we are, but we've got to get them a little bit closer, and one of the ways to do that is not come out and be rabidly anti or pro something, to say, here's the information, you get to make up your own mind.
Well, you know, and that's kind of what we were all about, and that's what we've been all about since we've been on the air together for almost 6 years, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's just, here, freedom of choice.
Yep.
Here's the information. You're informed. You're a smart person. Make up your own mind. You don't have to be told what to do. You don't have to be told what your decision should be. Just present people the facts, and most of them are intelligent enough to make up their own mind. And that's what we want to continue here. Mm-hmm. And that's why vaccines are such a threat. At this point, it's not whether they work or whether they don't work or whether they're efficacious or anything like that. It's here, we're going to force you to take a vaccine. That's crossing the line when you force a medical intervention.
Right. And we're not afraid to say our views here on the show. That's part of what talk radio is all about. But certainly, you know, when you see mainstream media articles like this one, this is the last thing we're going to cover before we go watch The Truth About Vaccines. In Cosmo, they had an article about a diet without exercise. Everybody wants to know, hey, how do you lose 44 pounds without exercise? You read this thing in Cosmo? Oh, my gosh. TMB, they say get cancer.
Get cancer and lose weight. You know what? I think I'd rather be overweight.
You can't make that up. But that's the kind of stuff, the nonsense, the ignorance that we have to counter out there. And even on, well, maybe especially on the issue of vaccines, there's a lot of ignorance out there. So this is going to do whatever your perspective is on it. You will be well served by watching it. You will learn a lot and make up your own mind. And that's what we're here to help you do. TMB, we're almost out of time. But my goodness, if they haven't signed up, there's a banner in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Can they still sign up to watch it?
Yeah, you can sign up to watch it all the way up till it starts tonight, and if you don't get it before then, you can sign up during the program. So we're going to air it for 24 hours, and then at 9 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night, episode 2 begins.
Beautiful.
So
right after,
get on there now.
Right after the top of the hour, it's open season to watch The Truth About Vaccines. TMB, my buddy, tell them what they need to know before we go to Canada next week.
They need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.